Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the Bills, we're happy these days.
We are joined by their head coach, Sean McDermott. On our Westerra Hotline is Football Friday segment brought to you by McCollum Christofferson Group. Unlock your financial future. Visit your wealth advisor, mcg.com. By GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. By Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. And by the Buffalo Store, Western New York's favorite place to shop. Sean, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Happy Football Friday.
Oh, good morning to you guys as well.
You don't get the tailgate. You're busy on game days. Have you ever tailgated at football games?
You know, I don't think I have. When I was a young coach, I was always jealous of some of the guys that I knew were able to tailgate. I coached at my alma mater following my senior year, and so a lot of the guys were coming back, my buddies and fellow ex-teammates, and were tailgating and giving me a hard time because I wasn't able to tailgate. So I'm a little jealous.
How about non-football season, like barbecue, grill season, smoker? Or do you have a signature go-to kind of barbecue that you make?
No, I love, just like most people, we love to cook out, sit on the deck and enjoy some refreshments, some lemonade and some refreshments and cook out. And I love the smell in the air. This time of year when I drive by the tailgate in the parking lots, and then also when we're able to do it at home.
If you have a few minutes Sunday, Jeremy has a nice camper, and it sounds like burgers and Italian sausage, mm-hmm. and I think he's air frying a turkey. So feel free to stop by.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, it's great to see all the people coming together to support the team, the people coming from all over the place to support our team, and it's fun to watch. And when I did go out there, it's very tempting, and I've been offered quite a few things, you name it, some a little bit outside the box, but I'm not able to accept it just because I got a little work to do.
Is there something you've come to appreciate or you've learned about home games at New Era Field that maybe you didn't appreciate or understand as a visiting coach?
Yeah, I think the ride in for a visiting coach, and I was only here a couple times, just by the way the schedule worked out, but the ride in, I think, for the visiting teams from the hotel is different than most other NFL cities, and so I think that works to our advantage, right? The ride in for us as the home team here in Buffalo, and when you get to know this place, is, to me, one of the more special rides in. And for a home game around the NFL, just because of the community that's formed on Sundays, and really it started, campers have already been pulled in earlier in the week, and you're able to, like, I drove out of the parking lot last night, and I'm watching people playing cards in a tent that's near in one of the tailgate in one of the camper sections there. So I think I think that's the way it should be. It's a great vibe, people spending time with people. You see friends coming together, families coming together, people that don't even know one another, you know, getting to know one another and becoming friends. So to me, that just really typifies Buffalo.
Is there anything new, injuries, Sean, is there anything new as of this morning in regards to Devin Singletary and whether or not he might be able to practice at all today?
Yeah, nothing new at this point. We're kind of in a holding pattern. So we'll just see how he gets through today and take it into the weekend here.
If he isn't available on Sunday, are you okay going into the game with just Gore, Yeldon, and DeMarco?
Yeah, you know, we'll miss Devin if that is in fact the case. He's a hard player to replace. You know, you guys have seen the ability in the first two games. But we're confident, having said that, we're confident in the backs that we have and Frank and TJ and then Pat as well.
With Tyler Kroft, is there any extent of how serious a setback yesterday was, the ankle injury?
Yeah, Howard, I wish we could say it. We don't think it's as severe as maybe we initially thought. So we'll just, again, it's kind of early right now, but you know, he's worked so hard, and he's such a great young man, comes from a great family, and that was hard to watch, and I think the team felt that. But we're gonna rally around Tyler, rally around his family, and become a stronger team because of it.
With your offense, Sean, we were talking about this with John Murphy earlier this morning. So far through the first couple games, so many different personnel groupings. It seems like there is a versatility. Like Brian Daboll is now able to go with matchup-specific game plans and player usage and design, maybe more so than last year because there's more versatility in your offense. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. I mean, that's kind of the roadmap when you start, when you come in and you're trying to get your feet underneath of you, build a good foundation. You're not always able to do some of the things you want to grow into. And so the more time, the more continuity we have with the players, the more you can build. I mean, you look up the road there in the division and what they've been able to do with the continuity, and man, they've got a very expansive playbook that they can kind of just spin the dial, and so we're trying to build that, and I think we're off to a good start trying to build a good foundation.
Yeah, I was going to follow up and say, you know, that your passing game has been good the first 2 weeks. In your mind, like, if you could talk about how this offense overall is evolving, and is there a blueprint in your mind of where it needs to get to, like what level you'd like to get this offense to at some point?
Well, I think to your point, we are off to a good start. We've moved the ball, we've spread the ball around. I would start with fundamentals. There's still work to be done with fundamentals, and that's always the case early in the season, and then that we continue to build. I mean, there's some sloppy football being played, and we've played some of it. To be honest with you, I didn't think we finished the game in the second half the right way, even though we put together that key drive. And then we had some penalties, and so we have a lot of work to do offensively and as a team. So that's really where our focus is, that we continue to grow, to continue to develop these fundamentals, the players that we have. We've got a tremendous amount of young players that are playing for us and that we're counting on, and it's fun to watch them develop every week. And our development too has been very intentional with what we do at practice, how we do it. So our hope and goal is that we continue to grow and that it carries forward into each and every game.
When you look at the matchup of your offense against the Bengals defense, can you talk, it sure looks like the strength of the Bengals defense is up front. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges their group of linemen could present to you in this game?
Yeah, Howard, the way that they're built, even before the new staff came in, they're an extremely talented team with their players that they have. I mean, they've got good length up front. They've got Geno Atkins, who's one of the better defensive tackles, three techniques in the game. They can be disruptive up front, and then they press their corners between Jackson and Kirkpatrick, both long, very talented corners that can lock people down pretty good. And then they just allow their safeties and linebackers to roll and to roam. So this is a good defense. And I would say the same with the team. It's a good team. You know, the first game they go out to Seattle, the first game of the year, and they battle and probably should have won that game. And then they got in their home opener last week, and the game got away from them, although it was close up until about the second to last drive in the second quarter there, and the game started to get away from them. And so it turned into a running game for the 49ers where all they had to do was basically just keep running it and run the clock out, and then Cincinnati had the throw in the second half more than they probably would have liked. So this is a very dangerous football team, very talented football team, and a team that came in here a year ago and you know, put 20-some points on us, and we didn't score very much. So this will be a big challenge for us.
You mentioned the new staff. Is there a little bit more of a challenge when you prepare for a game against a first-time head coach? There is a limited book on Zach Taylor, and would you go and look at Rams games because he's out of the McVay tree? Would that mean anything?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, yeah, there are some unknowns. That is a little bit of leads to some kind of, you know, extra hours at night and early mornings just trying to figure out what may be their next step. And, you know, when I was a first-time defensive coordinator, I didn't show much in the preseason because there's something to be said for the element of surprise. And we went down to Carolina at the time. I was with Philadelphia, and I think we had 7 sacks and did some things that they weren't expecting. And by the time the game was over, you know, the result was the way it was. So There is some of that, especially early in the year, and that's where it comes back to our fundamentals. We've got to make sure we block, tackle, catch the football. Substitutions, things you take for granted, our communication, that we've got to make sure we do the ordinary things well.
Before I let you go, Sean, couple league issues, actually with penalties. So holding penalties are apparently way up, and we saw them again last night in the Thursday night game. It was a point of emphasis. It has been called. Is there anything you tell your team, can tell your team as a head coach, when you see this number of flags and that type of penalty being emphasized, is there anything you can do about it?
Yeah, that's where you get back to the fundamentals, and basically is playing as fast as we can. A lot of those penalties, from the team level, if you take ownership of it, a lot of the penalties come from lack of being in bad football position, right, where you're reaching out, you're grabbing. So we work every day on the fundamentals of getting in good football position, bending our knees, trying to have our hands where they're supposed to be. Now, that doesn't make us perfect, but that's really what a lot of our work week to week is, especially early in the season, so that those penalties don't crop up. Now, you work on it, and the hard part is you can never guarantee it's going to carry over. And it varies by officiating crew as mm-hmm. well. So, I'm confident that the officials are doing the best job they can, and we're going to continue to work on our fundamentals and our part of it.
What about roughing the passer? As a defensive guy, I think you can – I don't know how much of the other games you see. Sunday, Denver, Chicago. Monday night, Jamal Adams. Last night, there was a roughing the passer on a Tennessee player that looked like a textbook clean takedown of the quarterback. That seems to be an area, again, where they're throwing a lot of flags. What do you think about that, and is that something you've addressed with your players?
Yeah, I mean, we want to be an aggressive team. So this is an aggressive game, and you can't go into a game playing hesitant, because that's when you get hurt. And so that's really our approach. We try and make sure our players very clearly understand the rules, and then you go play aggressive, and player safety is number one. We're going to make sure our guys totally understand the rules, and we want them to go out and play aggressive.
All right, Sean, well, good luck on Sunday against the Bengals, and thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.